From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 9 more people are under arrest for insider trading in the biggest hedge fund-related case ever. Today, federal prosecutors announced the suspects included Wall Street traders, lawyers, and hedge fund managers. In all, 15 people have been arrested in connection with a $25 million scheme involving the hedge fund firm Galleon Group. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik reportedly has pleaded guilty to lying to the White House about his relationship with firms that wanted to do business with the city. The Associated Press reports Kerik is also expected to plead guilty to tax fraud and other charges today. The Congressional Budget Office is out with a preliminary analysis of the House Republican health care plan. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
Republicans said they didn't intend with their bill to try to cover all of the nation's 46 million uninsured residents, and the CBO agreed it won't. In fact, says Congress's official estimators, the bill Republicans plan to offer as a substitute to the Democratic plan that will likely be up for debate this weekend would likely provide coverage to only 3 million additional people over the next decade. That's compared to the 36 million additional people the Democrats' bill would cover. On the other hand, the Republican bill has a far smaller price tag, a gross total of about $61 billion over the next decade, compared with the Democrats' nearly $1 trillion. Both bills, according to the CBO, are fully paid for and would slightly lower the deficit over the next 10 years. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is making good on a campaign promise today to meet with leaders of hundreds of Indian tribes. Native American leaders have gathered at the Interior Department for a day-long conference. We have more on this from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama promised during the campaign to host an annual summit with tribal leaders. They're talking about economic development and how to improve health care and education in Indian country. Mr. Obama also directed his cabinet secretaries to produce detailed plans in the next 3 months for improving consultation with Indian leaders.
I know what it means to feel ignored and forgotten, and what it means to struggle. So you will not be forgotten as long as I'm in this White House.
Mr. Obama noted that unemployment on some Indian reservations is as high as 80%. And he said 1 in 4 Native Americans live in poverty. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
New unemployment claims have fallen to their lowest level in about 10 months. A Labor Department report finds that applications dropped by 20,000 to a seasonally adjusted 512,000 last week. But overall, companies are still reluctant to hire, pushing the unemployment rate closer to double digits. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 180 points at 9,982. You're listening to NPR News. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has told members of his party that he will not run in upcoming elections because of his frustration at the lack of progress on peace talks with Israel. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has this from Jerusalem.
According to aides, Abbas told members of his Fatah party that he feels he can no longer lead the party in the election slated for January, though it's unclear if that is his final decision. Abbas has threatened not to run in the past, only to be convinced otherwise. Whether it's a political tactic meant to send a message to Israel and the United States or a personal decision by the Palestinian leader, there is no doubt that the Palestinians are demoralized. They hoped the Obama administration would be able to pressure Israel to stop settlement expansion. Palestinians say without a complete settlement freeze, they can't resume peace talks. Israel has agreed to a temporary and partial freeze, but says there should be no preconditions for negotiations. Yesterday, Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat said that the dream of an independent Palestinian state may have to be abandoned. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Hurricane Ida is bearing down on Nicaragua. Much of the eastern coast is bracing for heavy rains and hurricane-force winds in the next several hours. Nicaragua's Corn Island is already seeing damage. Authorities say trees are being uprooted and communications lines are down. About 300 people have been evacuated. In the U.S., shoppers splurged a little in October, but apparently not by much. Retailers are reporting mixed sales. Costco Wholesale posted a 5% jump in sales at stores open at least a year, but some apparel stores, such as Limited Brands, saw their sales drop. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.